Blog Talk Radio. when outlaws rule the streets and crime has forgotten the face of law and order, there's only one man who can get the job done.
Up against the wall, you know, scumbag.
It's Bland Justice.
Hey, you. Put your hands up and drop your weapon, or I'll have to rip you a new asshole. I'm not bluffing. Hunter.
Bland brings his special brand of persuasion to the interrogation room.
Did you kill her? Yes or no?
You ain't getting nothing out of me, man. I don't know what you're talking
kill
about.
Her? Yes or no?
Yeah, right. You think I'm giving it up that easy? Screw you, pig.
Did you kill her? Yes or no?
All right, I did it. It was me. I did the bitch. Just stop. I killed her. Are you happy now? Just leave me alone.
Glad you're one persistent bastard. He's a tough cop who plays by his own set of rules. Blandy, get in here!
You wanted to see me, Chief?
Bland, you caused 16,000 in property damage. I got the mayor on my ass. I got internal affairs snooping around here. I got too much shit to worry about already. You tone it down or I'm taking your badge.
Hey, listen. If I go by the book, the scumbags in this town will have a field day. But they know I'm running around looking for faggoty search warrants and reading them namby-pamby Miranda rights, like some kind of homosexual. Sometimes you have to break a few rib cages or put C4 in a guy's car to get the job done.
But he was littering, for Christ's sake!
You just don't get it, do you?
What an asshole, but I love his integrity. He made me the target of every criminal in the city, but the ladies want a piece of him, too.
Oh, God, why do I have to love him so much? Oh, no, who could that be?
Sorry, babe. The scumbags in this town won't wait around with their thumbs up their asses while I stop to give you the old baloney pony. I have to go. Now get your clothes on. You're embarrassing yourself. And don't be here when I come back.
Oh, who could that be?
It's me, your guitar god, Thorsch Redspeed, and I'm on a mission to appear on every sketch on this live case. I'm here to give you the throat-gagging, humanizing, ass-pounding that Chuck Blanding fairy is too much of a pansy to put on you. Now bend over! Thor, 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 Thor!
But I don't like hairy men.
Ah, shut it, you whore! This was for Ocean City! Thor, 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 Thor! Oh!
In a world where nothing makes sense, there's only room for one type of justice. Bland justice.
Hey everyone, remember to watch my new show Bland Justice. It's got non-stop action, violence, drugs, and big tits. And most importantly, unlike the other show I'm on, no freaking Jews, right after somebody gonna get pregnant. Now, get ready, because the Metal Injection live cast starts now.
That was fucking amazing.
I think it was worth
wow.
the wait. Oh, there we go.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have to produce a segment, definitely don't pre-record it. Just do it live.
Fucking live.
Listen, we almost nailed it. It was like one.
I'm sorry.
I know it was the only fuck up.
I was
Noah, come on, Noah. You were doing 3 things at once. You couldn't get it right? What's wrong with you?
I'm going to go to my room, okay?
The one line you did say was very sexy. I really, you sold it.
Twice.
Yeah.
What?
Well, hopefully. Hey.
Not yet. So welcome to the live cast, everybody. Rob here with the usual cast and crew, Sid, 3D, Sean, and Noah. And we have some special guests today who watch us fumble through a sketch. Vince and Axel from Metal Flux are here, guys. Hello.
What up? What's
How
up?
Are you doing?
Hi there.
Everyone, Axel is the more baritone of the two. Vince is the more uppity of the two. I don't know. Uppity. He's very uppity.
That's what the chick
Settle
say.
Down. Settle down.
Yeah, calm down, Vince.
Sorry,
here we
I'm
are.
I'm reining it in for you guys today.
So our phone number here, by the way, is 646-929-1357. You can call us. We can interact. We can chat. We can talk. It's the live cast. That's what we do. And
there's a lot of stuff to talk about today.
There's lots of stuff to talk about.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, definitely. Also, you guys, a bunch of the people in the room here went to Iron Maiden, right?
Yeah.
Well, half of the room went to Iron Maiden. Oh, slightly less than half of the room went to Iron Maiden.
Did you go, Rob?
No.
Why didn't you go, Rob?
Because...
Do you not like metal?
Yep.
Was Sciopus opening? Is that
That's
why
you
didn't Yeah, Rob
literally
hates that band. Axel was there when this was discovered. He was in the room.
Don't tell Justina.
Yeah, it's true. Wow.
Rob.
Hey, Rob, how about eating your pizza?
Yeah.
After the show or during the music break?
Yeah.
No, it's too far into the show. I'd rather be unprofessional.
After that sketch, I'd be more unprofessional.
That's true.
We've already set some standards.
What's a little pizza munching?
We also have a few user submissions, a few new song mashups.
Are
not really
good?
Parodies anymore. Yeah, there was one that I thought was quite funny.
Okay.
Which you wouldn't even tell me what it was.
Yeah, I didn't want to send it to anybody because I wanted it to be a surprise. But we have a caller. I can't see the board.
Yeah,
Noah,
three of them.
You leave me off the emails anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
He attaches the wrong Sean to the emails.
I just put Sean in the first result. It's not you for some reason.
Who is it? Who's been getting all these emails?
Sean at BuzzGrinder.
What the hell? What's a BuzzGrinder?
It's another blog.
No.
Anyway, we have a caller, right? Let's take a caller. Let's take an unknown area code.
Is it going to be Sean at BuzzGrinder?
Let's try 951.
It's Sean Colvin calling to complain about emails.
Wow.
951.
Who is your name and where are you from?
This is Kevin from California again.
Hello, Kevin from California
again. This is the kid who I demanded have a livecast baby, and then you never had the livecast baby.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Not yet.
And your girlfriend?
What?
The time you and your girlfriend called in, and I said you two should conceive a livecast baby.
Yeah.
And then his girlfriend went into our forums and started trolling.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Like insulting popular metal bands and then sticking up for Attack and stuff like that.
She's just looking for seed because obviously Kevin can't provide.
Damn. You gonna take that?
Is she fugly?
Okay.
You're attractive.
Oh. So, Kevin, why are you calling in?
So I had an idea or suggestion thing. I don't know.
Oh.
So Shlomo, you know, sometimes he can get a little carried away on his crazy rant.
Shlomo, hold on one second for our new listeners, is a caller of ours who lives in the Jewish section of Brooklyn.
So he lives in Brooklyn.
Who's deaf in one ear.
And he has Asperger's.
Oh, yeah, that too. So, yeah, go ahead, Shlomo.
It's delicious.
Staunchly conservative, right?
Of course.
That's him.
So, anyway, I saw a video where they did this, and it was pretty cool. Just, like, once he starts going off, just, like, somebody watch your guys' own stream, and it'll, like, start a big feedback loop of Shlomo.
Jumped out of a plane.
What is it all in?
So Shlomo
drop dough.
Wesley Snipes is next to him. Drop zone. There were only three people that saw that.
So anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. So when he's on the phone, what do we do?
Just when you guys watch your own stream, like click the Ustream, and then since it's on a delay, it'll just start looping himself, and then it'll eventually just degrade him in the Liz, and he'll hang up.
That does sound hilarious. We're going to have to try that. Thanks for suggesting that, Kevin. We got to get going.
The trick is that if we wanted to do that, we could just ourselves hang up on him.
Yeah, that's what's
crazy. We wouldn't
need
to trick him into hanging up on him.
And also we have echo effects. It's pretty crazy.
I already hung up on him.
That's good.
Fuckage.
What's the 7...
Fuckage.
706, is it?
Yeah.
Let's take that. 706. What's your name?
Hey,
where are you from?
Atlanta.
That's Gray Wolf. Right? Gray Wolf?
What? Yeah, it's me again.
Cool.
I got your malaria blankets. Very nice. Very nice touch.
Full circle.
Yes.
Great. Well, Native American. And
I prefer to pronounce it naive American. I leave the T out.
T is silent. Yes.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
So what's up, Gray? Why are you calling in?
I actually was wanted to know Vince's opinion on the new DOS material.
Well, actually, it was Axel who was down there, so I'm going to have to defer that to my friend Axel, who was in the studio with them.
I like it.
There you have it, Gray Wolf. Axel Rosenberg likes the DOS material.
Nothing.
You heard it here first on the Jackson Livecast.
New DOS is likable.
Metal is good.
I thought they said Dokken.
I'm going on that studio visit next month.
Awesome. Can I go with?
Yeah, go
come,
for it.
He'll come back with a 3-word review of that, too.
No, I think it'll be a 4-word review. I don't like it.
I can do that in 3 words.
Go.
Well,
go
as long as Gary Suarez doesn't review it, I'm happy. So.
Wait, what was that?
I hope Gary Suarez doesn't like it, because then I'm just going to automatically suck. I mean, come on, Ocean O, five horns, what the fuck?
Pretty sure it's Oceano Gray.
Ocean
I'm
O.
Pretty sure.
That's how much I care, really. I mean.
Hey, let him go. His name's Gray.
What do you think about Oceano Gray?
Ocean.
I actually had to see him live. And they sound like two mammoths having sex, but in the worst way possible, so.
Wait a second, I was about to say.
That's a good noise, man.
He's clearly never heard two mammoths having sex, but he's Native American, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe
there's
he had
a
spirit journey where he
fine. How about two buffalo having sex? And it's
okay.
The worst. There you go.
Buffalo.
If the wigwams are rocking, don't come a-knocking, that kind of a thing, sir?
No amount of sarcasm can do them justice. Let's just say that.
Aaron, all right. Any other questions before we let you go?
How was Iron Maiden live? How was the new material and stuff like that?
Sounded better live than on CD.
If you smoke a lot of weed and drink a lot of beer, El Dorado suddenly becomes like the best song ever.
I really liked it. I'm in the minority, but I love Brave New World. It's one of my favorite Maiden albums. And it was a treat to get to hear those songs live again. And the other stuff, right amount of weed, right amount of booze, sounded good. Actually made me kind of want to go back and check out Dance of Death and A Matter of Life and Death. I had a good time. They're just so fucking good. I think it's impossible to put on a bad show except for that time they did A Matter of Life and Death in its entirety. That was just too much.
By far the most sincere answer anyone on this show has ever given to any question.
Yeah, we're not very sincere here on the live cast.
I was waiting
Vince
for the
new.
Snark, and there was no snark.
Vince is new.
Fuck that.
By the way, don't worry about being in the minority, because this guy's a Native American. There's like 12 of them left.
Oh, 11. One of us had a little DUI, and so.
He just got a tweet. Someone drops.
The fire and water was too much for him, so.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Gray.
No problem.
Let's move on. Thank you. Good day. Who else we got, Noah?
We have 847.
847, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, what's up? I'm BT from Chicago.
BT?
Yeah.
What is that for?
Yeah, you called before. It's got the same area.
Big Taddies?
I've actually never called before. I've never actually even listened to the live cast before. I just knew Axel's events were going to be on.
Why did you never call
He said he never listened to this before.
First time.
You listening today,
first
though?
First time.
Well, I'm listening today because Axel and Vince are on, and I'm a stupid, obsessed fan.
So you're a stupid, obsessed fan, is what you say.
I should have made that adverb. I should say stupidly obsessed fan, as in I shouldn't be as obsessed with it as I am.
Yeah, Rob, you meant stupid as an adverb, all right? Pay attention.
Oh, sorry. So.
Actually, so, I don't remember, but a couple months ago, I was the one, I emailed Axel about it, but I was the one who got the Sumerian core into Urban Dictionary.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Okay.
I remember the email. I don't remember you. I'm sorry.
They started using it in Decibel, BT.
Yeah.
I've seen it in there a couple times. Makes my balls very happy.
What are you talking? What's the
they coined the phrase Sumerian Core. Sumerian is a record label.
Oh,
that
okay.
has the Faceless and a bunch of other, Bale of Maya, Born of Osiris. You know, all those bands kind of sound similar.
Oh, so Techie, now
Deathy, Corey, Techie.
Cool. You know that stuff.
So cool. Now it's
Corey?
There's a
Corey
band?
Corey Hart.
By the way, Rob, I don't know if you know this, I edited Wikipedia once. I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
I called into a show to
I submitted a few things to Urban Dictionary, actually,
so
but that's beside the point. So do you have a question for Vaxel?
I just have a question in general for anybody who wants to answer it.
Nobody.
But I guess it's mostly directed at Axel and or Vince. I did an interview with Gary Suarez a few months ago for this metal blog I do, and I was actually gonna put this question in the interview, because I wanted to keep it strictly work related. But I'm going to high school at the end of the summer. What's the best way to just like sub question. Am I allowed to swear here? I probably am. I just.
Yeah.
Sub question, fuck yes.
Okay, awesome. What is the best way to just, like, mentally fuck with people?
You can't say
that.
Whoa.
It's
whoa.
Fuck with the verb, but not, come on, when relating to sex. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait, we got to ask the censors. Can we move on here?
That one fuck per hour.
All right. Good. Okay, we're good.
Counting that one? Oh, damn it.
All right. Mentally fuck with people. What's the best way to mentally fuck with people?
Gary would have just been like, put on Oceano's depths, man.
All right, we'll go with that.
That was a good guess. All right, the first mission.
I actually have no problem with Oceano, but I would never like actually pay to see them in concert. Except for maybe I'll play Uno in the middle of their set and make them the new Rose funeral.
Right. Here's a sincere answer. Why fuck with people? Be nice to people. You know, there are too many people that are dicks.
Don't you want to get a hand job once in a while?
Yeah. You're gonna want a lot of hand jobs in high school. Don't go through high school without hand jobs. That's what you're gonna do if you mentally fuck with people. You won't
can't graduate.
You then will not be able to literally fuck people.
That's true.
By mentally fucking people.
Yeah.
So that's our advice.
I disagree.
In theory, I've already been blown and gone hand jobs and done all that. I've got that part down. I just.
Oh. Well, then you're all right, then. Then you're set. What are you asking us for advice?
It wasn't you, actually.
Yeah, and he wasn't asking for
the
that.
Royal us. The royal us.
He wasn't asking.
We're royal.
Carry around a copy of Mein Kampf with a bookmark in the middle.
I'll definitely fuck with people's
heads. There you go. A legit answer. All right,
wait. Could be a juggler.
Wait.
What neighborhood are you from?
Oh, who cares?
Wait, Sean's telling us not to wrap up a call. Who is this? Who is this?
Did everyone know Sean's from Chicago? Yeah, Sean.
Any final words before we have the
same area code as me?
Yeah. All right.
Hold on. If you're from the same area code as Sean, you win a shirt. Go.
It's true.
Awesome.
Your zip code, not area code. Go.
My zip code is 60091 and or 60093.
Don't give a shit. I asked you what your neighborhood was.
Oh, shit. Sean's all specific now. Sorry. We got to get going. I'm sorry.
Hang up,
buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Got 704.
704. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Josh from North Carolina.
Wait, Josh from Oceano?
Hey! No, Josh from North Carolina.
You don't need to
yell. Wait, North Carolina, is that near Chicago?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's like right. That's right down the street from Chicago.
Right to the left. So what's up, Josh from North Carolina? Why are you calling in? You got a question? Got a comment? Perhaps a criticism?
Not a criticism. Yeah. I just don't get why people get so angry about Gary Suarez's post about Oceano.
I swear to God, I was about to ask him if he had any Gary Suarez comments.
We've been trying to get Vince to do the show for a year, and he's finally on, and all anybody wants to talk about is Gary fucking
Suarez. Vince is awesome in his awesomeness, and thank you for all the great music you've linked me to, Axel and Vince. And your awesome blog that I've read for like 2 years now. But
what do you think, Gary Suarez?
I think he sat there and he listed the merits of the music from the completely wrong direction. And that's what people don't get. He thinks, they think he's saying the band's awesome. The point of his thing was he was making fun of the band by listing merits that the band didn't want to be listed by.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. He actually really likes Oceano.
He was wearing an Oceano shirt to see Faith No More, which, like, I'm surprised he didn't burn upon touching the ground. But
wow, the hell was that? I wish I could have gone, but I live too far away.
It was amazing.
I like
it. It was awesome. I didn't get invited.
Don't rub it
in. What?
Don't rub it in. You're making me sad.
None of us.
Yeah. We definitely liked it. That's a very good review.
I liked it.
I definitely liked it. All right. Any other comments before we let you go?
About Gary Suarez.
Anything else about Gary Suarez? You want to get out?
All right. Good. He has interesting tastes in hardcore.
Good.
So do you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for sharing.
Welcome. Have a nice day.
Right,
Josh from North Carolina.
Nobody else call if you're going to talk about Gary. Please.
Maybe Gary will call.
Yeah, unless you're Gary, then call.
And still, don't talk about Gary.
Who do we got next, Noah?
361.
361. How's it going? What do you think of Gary Suarez?
Wait a minute.
Who's the host? Hey, my friend.
Hey, guys, it's Justin.
Hey, Justin. How
don't
are
ask
you?
What the Long growl time. Was about. I just wanted to do that.
And you did it. So what's your question or comment?
I was, I'm recapping some of the stuff from what I've listened to. I was listening back in the archives, and I was listening to this one episode where I'm pretty sure Rob and, it was either Sean or Lonnie were running late, and they were saying that he, Rob, you use Tresemme as a hair product.
It's true. It's true.
You are not the only one who uses that. I also use this.
All right. There we go.
I think it's the shampoo. I use the conditioner.
Wait, do you use it as a lubricant or for to wash your hair?
You do notice I am 13, right? No, I use it for conditioner.
Oh, I use the hair gel.
Either way, it's still the same thing. And one other thing, I'm sorry I'm holding you guys up. Sid, you first time I called in, you asked if I prefer corn or flour. I prefer flour.
All
right, nice. I lost it. Like people actually take a week to think about it.
I took like 3 weeks. I had to do scientific tests to figure out if I liked either one.
Did you have to go to Taco Bell and get a soft and hard shell taco, and then be like, which one?
We're still waiting on chicken.
I put it in the middle of a pentagram and asked Satan himself, asking what it was, and he could not decide.
One joke too far.
Yeah.
Or one joke far enough. All right, cool. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling.
I have.
That's it. Fuck off. I like Justin.
All right, we've still got another one.
813. 813.
Let's get on with
813, are you Gary Suarez?
No, I am not.
What's your name and where are you from?
It's Aaron from Florida, again.
Oh, hello, Aaron. Florida, again. How are you?
Good. I actually had another sense. I decided to call early in the show this time and ask another, like, music-related question.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm that guy.
Fuck it.
All right, go. All right.
Well, actually, there's another one of those discussions I had with one of my friends. With metal... It was, like, the discussion on, like, is metal reached its, like, mainstream peak already? Because, like, in the 80s, metal was all over, like, MTV and everywhere, and then in the 90s it was, like, grunge alternative, and now it's, like, rap. Do you think that's, like, the only time metal is going to be able to be, like, mainstream everywhere? Does it have to be, like, another type of glam scene or whatever before metal can get its, like, vast majority of mainstream back? I know a lot of people don't like mainstream metal, but it's not everywhere like rap is now.
To be in the mainstream, why does it matter?
Isn't that what usually everything does?
I'm just asking in the sense of, for mainstream music in general, is metal going to get to that point that it was back in like the 80s with glam and anything, or is it like, was that its time to be in the spotlight and it's never going to happen again kind of thing?
Well, here's my opinion on that whole thing. First of all, I don't think hip-hop is the big thing right now. I actually think hip-hop's in a decline right now. I think rock is like if you look at pop radio, there's like a lot of indie rock bands now that are really popular.
Name a few.
Vampire Weekend, aren't they really popular?
They're on pop radio?
Yeah.
They're not on like Z100.
You're about a year too late.
I'm a little out of the
loop. Why are you giving us your opinion?
But no, I just don't think hip hop is as big as it was
it's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very big.
Yeah.
Like, really?
We dropped. I'm sorry to have to use the MTV definition, but our Rock and Jock from like all MTV 2 stuff. It's just hip hop. And like that's only hip hop and comedy are the only two things that MTV2.
What's Rock and Jock specifically?
Extreme sports and rock and roll.
What were you doing with that?
That was what MTV2 was.
Extreme sports,
rock and roll, hip hop, and comedy. And I dropped extreme sports and rock and roll. And
well, but MTV2 is not even about music anymore. So
that's growing back into what MTV is. But I don't want to talk about.
Okay, we can move on. I just think that like the whole definition of mainstream is important now with the internet. Like, I think metal right now is much bigger than it's been in 20 years. Like, it's never going to be as big as it was in like the early 90s before grunge, late 80s, right?
But nothing's going to be that big because
not
as many people buy albums.
Yeah, and there's way more music out there.
There's way more choices. Just with the internet, you can if you like fucking anal Bukkake music, you can go and find it. It's just like,
or just ask Rob to burn you a CD.
I hate that when you are into something and then it blows up. That's kind of like, I don't want
like my thing, anal Bukkake music. I don't want everyone being into that.
Don't spread the word about anal Bukkake.
Keep it here. I was into it before it got huge. All right,
before like
when they just had a demo of anal Bukkake.
Was that the Lake Bukkake anal chainsaw slit?
Yeah,
that was it. Anal Bukkake.
I had a vinyl though.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh, there are only 10 of those made.
Yeah, I know. I have 9 of them.
I heard the rumor that when you get to the very end of it, it jizzes in your face.
Yeah, no, because it was produced in a room while they were making the Bukkake. They had all the stacks of vinyl there, and then it all got jizzed on, and they used those to press it.
Wait, is it milky clear vinyl?
It's regular black, but it's got splotches on.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Does it skip, or does it make it smoother?
I haven't played them. They're pristine condition.
Wow, you're a true collector.
Yeah,
lots of protein.
I'm hardcore.
Wait, did you get the one with the white cover that stained yellow?
Yes.
Yeah.
The white-yellow album.
With the one with the jellies on it?
Yeah.
Stuff,
how do you guys all know this? This is my niche. I finally found a type of music that no one found out about. And you're all into it.
Does that answer your question?
I'm not into it.
Wait, before he goes on, I do want to say that's not really like a founded statement because all the hair metal glam shit was really glorified pop music. Like, I know that Metallica was really big and that was metal, but that was a small kind of a quotient.
You mean like Poison?
Like, all Poison and all that kind of stuff. That was really glorified pop music. That wasn't metal. That wasn't like angry or loud or yelling. Or
it was loud.
It wasn't.
Well, I was saying it as like where people say this is metal. It isn't really necessarily metal in most metalheads' minds, but at the time it was saying, oh, metal is popular because metal is glam kind of thing.
Right. Well, like Twisted Sister, I would consider metal, and they were really popular.
Yeah, but they also weren't like, you know.
They were pop metal.
Yeah, they weren't. I don't know.
Fair enough. Whatever. I don't know if that answered your question, but we have to move on.
I actually have the new genre that's coming out that's going to take over MTV.
Okay.
It's all songs about tit fucking.
Oh.
You hear one?
Yeah. My cock, your breath, make me fuck. Oh, shit. It's the new genre. My
cock, your breath. I just love this song. Singing it all.
Oh, shit. A good sorbet to keep the transition.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna have to keep going. Thank you for calling in. Andy, was it?
Sure.
Andrew.
Whatever.
Anthony.
I'm so happy that they opened for doing
Aaron.
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 Thank you.
All right.
By the way, the chat room just named that Titcore.
Oh, Titcore, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course!
Of course.
So who else we got, Noah?
We've got 781.
781.
Hi, I'm Steven from Massachusetts, but before I ask my question, there's like an interesting factoid. I have a connection to MetalSucks.net because I and the reader who sent an email concerning an interview with Muhammad Sweetchmez talking about new necrophagous stuff.
Oh, this is actually Stephen Wright.
I was going to make the same reference, and he's from Boston.
What do you think about new necrophagous, Rob?
Well, Vince, I'm very excited for it, and when I saw that interview, pretty pumped. I hope it comes out this year already.
I like it. Not a fan.
Not a fan of necrophagous? Too technical for you?
Very technical. Too technical.
Too tech. Too tech.
Mm-hmm. I want my music to sound like it was an accident.
So you want it to sound like you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Yo, you don't know how to write about it. Both my sisters are 7 and 10 years older, so I was in.
We've actually established that Sean is an actor.
Well, never mind. Never mind.
My dad.
No, very much mine.
He's going to cut himself in the bathroom.
Lord knows I already have.
It's crazy that it's been 6 years since this album came out, Epitaph.
Has it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was on Epitaph?
No, the album. What's that?
Yeah, that's only Ash Remains.
Okay, I didn't hear it, but are you excited for new necrophagous?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About any?
It's probably either gonna be like really good and like blow everyone's minds, or it'll be like the biggest upset in the history of things.
How fucking high are you right now?
I don't know.
I like how you really narrowed it down. Like it will either be really good or it will be really bad.
Yeah.
I guess there's no.
It's just a feeling, you know.
I feel feeling.
It's just a feeling.
Do you have a stuffy nose, right?
Huh?
Necrophagist related feeling.
I have a bit of a cold, yes.
Okay.
But
so what's up, dude?
Oh, I wanted to ask, what are your speculations on the new album from Atheist?
That just makes me sad.
I don't know. It could be either really good or really bad.
or somewhere in between.
My speculation is there will be guitar parts on it.
It will have
and
guitars.
Most likely drums as well.
Probably drums.
Except.
Probably bass. I mean, it's safe to say there will be bass.
And maybe some vocal.
Maybe vocals. Maybe if he's going up to it.
Maybe some Latin jazz parts too.
Well, we don't want to go too far with the speculation here.
I heard they're dabbling in titcore. I don't know if that's
really just want to know.
Oh, finally some action. I found my audience.
you should
talk to him about the anal bukkake slit. Anyway, we got to keep moving. We got a bunch of other callers. Thanks for calling in, Steve.
All right, see you. Bye.
Why not? It helps us from you know, having to come up with topics to talk about ourselves.
Or doing sketches that go very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Noah. So, what else we got?
260?
Smoke something.
Yeah, me too. Why the fuck are we sober?
260.
Hello?
What's your name? Yeah, you.
Yes. Hi.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, name.
This is Luke.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Lucas.
I love him. I love Lucas.
Why do you love Lucas?
Lucas is just like a ball and wait till he makes his call. It's amazing.
Go on, Luke.
Do you still have shirts and stuff?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I was going to ask, does have shirts? Are you a small or medium?
Small or medium?
Medium, yeah. Can you just read off the medium shirts?
Yes, I can do that.
Sweet.
Grab those, yeah.
Thank you for making.
There was a Life Once Lost shirt in there.
Yep. Bled, Red Cord, Every Time I Die, and a Life Once Lost. Wait, let me make sure they're medium. Yeah, the Bled is a medium.
They have pretzel sauce all over.
Red
Thanks
cord,
for sharing
medium.
Those pretzels, by the way, Sean.
Hey,
also, Bruno used those shirts as a bed. So they're going to have Bruno's hair and smell.
Maybe some doggy smell.
The Every Time I Die is the only small one. Red Cord.
What? It's possible.
Red Cord, Life Once Lost, or the Bled.
I'll take the Red Cord.
Sick, Luke.
Good choice.
Luke, send me a send Robin Jackson a private message. Send me a Robin Jackson. Send me a private message with your full name and address, and I'll send you the shirt.
I hope you give me a Rob injection.
That's for the second hour.
Wait, so he just called to get a shirt? He didn't have to, like,
no,
run
no,
for
no,
it
no.
or anything?
I love fucking Lucas. I don't give a shit.
Do you, by any chance, would you mind doing Thresher Treasure?
Yeah. I do mind.
Fall down.
We totally mind doing that. We might do it a little later. We have a bunch of stuff to get to, but if we do it later, will you call in?
Yeah.
All
right. What the fuck is going on?
All right, let's keep moving.
Did you give me a beer?
He just wanted a shirt.
We have one. Do we have one more?
I think that's the Colin listening.
Yeah, take one there too, buddy.
All right. We are. Oh, a beer would be splendid.
Yeah, spring.
Anal Bukkake.
Is there any mozzarella sticks in there?
I have pretzel rods.
I'll take a pretzel rod then.
Don't chew it on Mike, please.
Okay, so
I'll keep far away from Mike. That guy doesn't get any.
Fuck Mike. Mike is a jerk.
That's right.
Put it up to your mouth.
Another big topic of conversation is the Mel Gibson audio tapes leaked this week.
I feel like we were the ones that first leaked that last week, right?
You know, we didn't have leaked that, you mean, yeah, we read it off
first
of Gawker.
About it, right?
Yeah, yeah. We were the first to talk about it off Gawker.
That's true.
On Metal Index.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to get Rob's attention to tell him we have another caller.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck Mel Gibson.
Another call. All right,
it's
get...
local.
Well, it's a cell phone number. That's why I said
okay,
that.
Let's
don't
do
you
it.
Know the international phone call
maybe it's Gary Suarez.
Like
might be.
I was trying to get his attention.
Well, 917, you're on the air.
What up? It's Matt Heffowitz.
Who is
it? Oh, Matt Heffowitz.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. What's up, man? Well... I realized since there's no baseball on because of the All-Star game, I figured I'd tune in for the first time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Wow.
Sure, you can use it.
Yeah, so
you're breaking
first time tuning in.
Yep.
Yeah, and I figured I'd tell you I posted all that shit.
We can't hear you, dude.
Stop hitting the mute button every second.
I just wanted to call and tell you I posted all that stuff.
We cannot hear you.
Sorry, man. Not happening.
Damn iPhone.
Call us back from a landline.
Can't even afford a phone, this guy.
What?
Hey.
Said he can't afford a phone, this guy.
What?
Their intern can't afford a phone.
Of course.
Yeah, so Mel Gibson's audio tapes leaked. We talked about it last week, but we didn't have the actual tapes. And it seems like one is crazier than the next.
Yeah.
So let's play one right now.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits?
I've never had.
Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything.
Sounds like dozens.
You never asked me. I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
I'm a lie. Who cares?
Why is she so debile?
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them. Why don't you? Anyway,
That's not none of
anyway.
It
is. It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
this
is
just
so stupid. Stupid.
See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes.
Sashaying.
Stuff. No. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You're public, and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Because they travel in packs.
Because you provoked it. You are.
Well, he means like the Denver Nuggets or something.
Oh, okay.
I think.
You feel you have to show off.
I feel like he's being racially sensitive there because he's saying, like.
It won't be their fault.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not that only they rape.
Yeah.
So
he isn't racist.
Yeah, exactly.
They're provoked. So someone's got to stick up for Mel. Come on.
I think we're going to get
tight outfits and tight pants. Listen, you see your pussy from behind.
That's my favorite part.
What kind of pants let you see the pussy from behind?
The shorts I'm wearing right now.
I'm telling you. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you.
Then hang up.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
Okay?
And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
When does he say he's going to come fire?
Well, that was the tamest. Then there are three other calls. We're only listening to two of them because one of them is kind of mild.
Well, I actually got one right here.
You know, you do a sketch and it sounds like shit. You start, you're fucking doing it live. It sounds terrible.
You're a fucking cunt. You're a cunt. I don't love you. I don't like you.
I didn't know where I was supposed to be reading.
Just fucking rehearse.
I scrolled down too far.
Well, maybe if someone would send me the script earlier, I could have rehearsed.
You can't talk when I'm doing you.
No, I was talking
to you.
Sean has said that to many women.
That's what the ball gag is for, Sean. What the fuck?
I just use specs.
So here's the second.
I scrolled down too far.
much louder conversation.
Yeah.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up with me. I can. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will. So just fucking listen to me. Listen to my fucking ranting. Listen to what you do to me.
Don't
do
anything to you.
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
be a woman that fucking supports me instead of a woman that sucked off me. And just fucking sucks me dry. And one.
But then
you
want that.
This relationship is you're a good woman and you love me.
What?
I don't love you anymore.
What am I? What did it say?
Because you're bullshit. Does this relationship ever work with you? No!
No! You don't love me because somebody who loves does not behave this way.
The
I do not.
I
you
know
I'm
behaving like this because I know absolutely
one second.
That you do not love me.
One second, please.
Are you arguing about two weeks of the other one?
No.
Every consideration you reject it, you will never be happy. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from me. But my daughter is important. Alright? Now, you have one more chance. And I mean it.
Sounds like he's
just playing. If you want. But I will give you one more chance.
You blow to the shit.
You make me want to smoke. You fuck my damn. You care about yourself.
You're
when I
selfish.
Am being so fucking good to you, you fucking
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's all.
You should just fucking smile.
Wow. Every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to the studio. We agreed.
Who the fuck cares? We agreed. Nothing. You agree. You just fucking expect shit. God,
you know what you're doing
here. So God, fuck those fucking jacuzzi. It's a
thing. I
just...
I didn't blame you for anything.
I
was just waiting to tweet it.
You have no fucking soul. You can't give a fuck. I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even fucking try.
He's just talking.
No, he's not. He's on the treadmill.
Are you ready?
He called her from a treadmill. That's what it is.
No, he's totally getting off on this.
That old.
Fuck you. I so fucking do because you hurt me so bad.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything, and I apologize for nothing. I did not do anything, and I apologize for nothing.
No, let's wrap it up.
What is he, Shlomo?
Stop.
What?
I wanted to peace. I wanted to have peace.
Keep
peace. Because you're unbalanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively, I feel that.
You're
and I will not be patronized by you.
You're unbalanced.
You
need medication. Apologize
because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
So I'll accept. And if you're not fucking admit that, get the fuck out.
I wonder where he's calling her from. You need
probably
medication.
One of his other houses.
What?
What?
He's actually in the middle of filming.
Oh, really?
Fucking,
but this isn't like reason. This is like, this is
oh,
he's,
that's true. That's true.
He's
right.
In character. On like federal movie.
This is Ransom.
Give me my son!
Give me back my son!
The funny thing is, this is actually from the set of What Women Want. And I don't know why he was so angry.
You need a fucking brain transplant. You need a fucking soul. I need medication. I need someone who fucking treats me as a man, with a human being, with kindness, who understands what gratitude
is. It can't possibly be real. It is real. What are you talking about?
Oh, not.
Dude,
everyone's cool. But he got a show to
everyone.
Ruin his career?
He's an actor.
His agent dropped him.
It's part of it.
Studio pulled the movie from the release list.
What was the movie?
It's called The Beaver.
Yeah, part
oh,
of it was filmed at my office.
It's
really?
Directed
yeah.
by Jodie Foster.
Yep.
Bro.
And it is now coming out never.
Awesome. I just like that cover.
Well, there was a headline, I think it was on E! Online, where it was Gibson ruins Foster's Beaver. it was incredible.
What's the premise of that movie?
I thought that was Harvey Keitel.
Oh, he plays a crazy person who will only communicate through a hand puppet of a beaver.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. My house, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get the point, but
fuck it.
One of our listeners.
Oh.
Bongiorno Macaroni is the
who?
Alias that he goes by.
Mm-hmm.
Submitted a mashup of Meshuggah and excerpts of some of those calls.
So would we call it Meshuggah?
Actually, that's exactly what he called it.
Nice.
Meshuggah, the passion of the new millennium cyanide Christ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Z.
Are you
Yeah, there was like no effort to make it sound like a song.
But you did say the same guy that did this sent in a really good one.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we could play that.
This one I like.
We blew his load on the first one.
I like the title better than the song. I like Meshuggah.
That's that was from Sid. That wasn't
from no, he,
no,
that was.
I guessed it, guess it, but that was.
He could have gone with Meshuggah.
Is this
a
new one now?
That would have been so.
Him and Braveheart.
Oh.
And tell us that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
You can't.
You have no soul.
This is terrible.
The other one is sort of a recap of last week. So if you heard it last week,
I love these recaps.
This would make sense.
People do more recaps, so they're funny.
And if you haven't heard last week's episode,
fuck you.
It totally makes sense anyway.
You're a cunt.
Somebody once told me the world is glass round. Fuck you.
A guy says the popsicle up for that.
Oh.
Oh my god, it was insane.
Oh, A, popsicle.
Up a girl's ass.
B, cold canyon.
Up a girl's ass.
C,
up a girl's ass. In her ass. In her ass. In and out, in and out.
Oh.
In and out, in and out.
Oh.
In and out, in and out.
Popsicle?
It smells so gross. It smells so gross. Melting like in her ass. A popsicle in and out, in and out, a popsicle in and out.
So today I go on my first, not the head of the year.
Gold,
fucking brilliant. Leave them wanting more.
That was good. Oh,
that
was
good. Somebody.
Thank you.
Let's play with the mic.
Smash round. Fuck you!
A guy says the popsicle up girl's ass.
Oh.
Oh my god, it was insane.
Oh, A, popsicle.
Up a girl's ass.
B, cold canyon.
Up a girl's ass. Up a girl's ass. In her ass. In her ass.
See, Derek was 40, now
in
get
it. In and out, 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 in and out. It smells so gross. It smells so gross. Melting like in her ass.
I sort of need to know.
A popsicle in and out, in and out. A popsicle in and out.
Show the date, the dawn first, not the head on the way.
Perfecto. That's great.
It's good. That's good information to live by, though.
We have a caller. I think is that is 415 Nina.
No,
no.
408.
Oh.
415.
San Fran, I think.
415.
Little area code. That's area code man over here.
415.
Damon, what's your name? 415.
Give us the fuckage.
This is John from San Francisco.
It seems like the callers are not the ones to blame for this technical difficulty.
Yeah, I'm calling from San Francisco.
Yeah, we can't hear you, dude.
No, dude.
Give it up.
Wait, is this Morse code?
Is it not happening?
Thanks, Noah.
We should take a music break and fix it, right?
I think we should do that.
We should totally do a music break.
Or we can try it again because I just refreshed the page.
Okay, let's try that.
Hello, am I on?
No. All right,
I
guess not. Wait, who's the other one on the line? Let's see if Colin works.
Colin, are you working?
Yep.
No, I guess Colin isn't working either.
It's us.
Maybe we just have to call back into Skype.
Fuck it.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a music break while we fix our technical difficulties. All of our music today is picked by the fine gentleman from Metal Sucks, Vincent Axel.
Is it just I Wrestle the Bear once over and over again?
It's their entire discography. We're going to start out with a new one from Cephalic Carnage, and then move on to some Iron Maiden, followed by a little Revocation. And we're going to throw a few bits in between. About that. Okay, you guys pretty excited about it?
Just get
am I all alone?
Okay,
am I here by myself? Is there anyone else on the show?
Nope. It up.
So I answered if I could drink up.
All right, here's some Cephalic Carnage.
Thank you.
We got all the types of clothes you need. Pants, jeans, shorts, sneakers, shoes, casual, outdoors, indoors, every type of door. We even sell doors. Come down. We got double XL, triple XL, 4XL for your fat Uncle Larry. You know he's been eating too many Fig Newtons. But in Uncle Larry's defense, Fig Newtons are delicious. That's why with every $100 sale, we're giving away a free case of Fig Newtons. Specifically for your Uncle Larry. So come down. Route 9. South of Track Train. Are you there yet? Are you getting in the car?
Now you got something to be. bitch, get me a sandwich and a beer. And get out of the room. I want to watch Shark Week.
What? Fuck you. Get your own sandwich, asshole.
Wow. My girl is such a cunt. I wish there was some product that could help me understand women better.
Hey, you. You want the answer to all of life's mysteries?
Sure!
Well, get ready for a new product that can solve all your problems. It's the Tomaria Magic 8 Ball.
Tomaria Magic 8 Ball? How could it help me?
It's simple. Just ask the Tomaria Magic 8 Ball a question, give it a quick shake, and watch it work.
Tomaria Magic 8 Ball, what should I do about my cunty girlfriend? Wow! Now I understand women! Thanks, Tomaria Magic 8 Ball!
Should I ask my boss for that raise? Wow! Now I have the confidence to succeed in my career. Thanks, Tomaria Magic 8 Ball.
Tomaria Magic 8 Ball can solve any problem just like that. Relationships! Money issues! Anger management! Divorce! Lost keys. Yard work. Spills. Penis enlargement. Weight loss. Embarrassing wetness. And much, much more. The Tomaria Magic 8 Ball is constructed of space-age polymers through the miracle of modern engineering. When you shake it, knowledge crystals are released from the fluid inside and are activated by the Tomaria Scream technology. So whatever answer pops into your head, it's the right one. And that's not all. If you order now, you also get the Tomaria Alarm Clock AM/FM radio at no cost to you.
Here's your sandwich, baby. I'm sorry I forgot the mustard. It won't happen again.
It better not. Thanks, Tomaria Magic 8
Ball. Tomorrow, call 100 Guys to Salt Supply Limited. Call now. Not available in Mexico, Guam, or the Virgin Islands. Must be a U.S. resident or 18 order. Results may vary. Actual Tomaria not included. Stay at least. They'll have sex with their parents. They have full with Josh F. and Roller Magic 8 Ball, and a little Google Magic 8 Ball, Roger Roller Metallic 8 Ball. Follow instructions carefully and use as directed. They call it premature medical post. Wait.
Thank you.
I'm thinking it's my fault. I go to court when I have to live it or lie.
Very good cancer scare.
This is your announcer, Guillermo. Reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
Thanks, Guillermo.
All right, welcome back to hour two of the Metal Injection livecast. We are joined by Neil Cena and Axel Rosenberg of MetalSucks.net, I believe, and .com. Very nice. And there's Tostitos in the room.
You gotta take these away because I'm gonna keep.
just to recap a little, we played. We started out the music break with New Cephalic Carnage, and then we moved on to Iron Maiden.
Who chose that, by the way?
Well, I'm just going to get to this. We were on break, and then Ben was... I'm sorry.
Oopsie.
Let's start that over. This other guy. Vince was like...
Wait. Can we just say that we smoked a lot of weed
we totally
in
smoked
the last 10 minutes?
So much weed.
I drank on the sidewalk.
Vince was all rocking out, and he's like, yeah, is this Maiden? This is awesome. Who picked this? I picked this.
It's true. It did happen.
So
it was hilarious.
This is a much more burnt hour of the live cast. Well, at least for half of us. Sean, 3D, and Sid are not burnt.
I'm just an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I do want to say make sure you tune in next week, because next week is Sid and Sean's Punk Injection music break.
We thought that would be this week, so we might
we
get bumped again.
Bumped by you two.
So let me get this straight. If it wasn't Sid and Sean's Punk Injection, they shouldn't tune in
correct
this week? Is that what you're saying?
Fuck this show.
Yeah.
If you keep eating those chips, I'm just going to take the whole bag and shove it down your throat.
You really need to take
it away. That should just happen.
That's kind of sexual. Take it away now. Take it away.
Get it out of here.
Stop.
If the callers were listening to us, like if they were here hanging out with us, they would hear us eating. So it's like ambiance, you know?
Dad, I work in radio, and I can't have that.
I work in radio.
Noah has standards.
I work in radio.
I have class when it comes
but actually,
to
if you listen back to it, it is very annoying as a listener, I got to say.
I was just joking. I think so.
I have a certificate on my fridge that says I graduated an intern program.
Shut up. Don't make fun of my internship at SiriusXM certificate of achievement. I achieved something.
I'm in the same studio as Kane, who used to be on K-Rock.
Oh, shit, really?
I got a photo with Zach Wild.
He was on Sex in the City once.
Ew, he's so weird, that guy.
He does too much cocaine. It's crazy.
Have you done coke with him, Vince Neil, seen of Metal Sucks?
No, but I have seen him doing it in the bathrooms of various seedy rock establishments on many an occasion.
So you're saying you follow Kane into bathrooms at rock clubs across
basically,
New York City?
Basically, yes.
I like it.
I asked him to record... when I was an intern, I was trying to get audio from different people at Sirius for, like, our Christmas channel.
This is before you got your certificate.
This is the reason why I got my certificate, actually.
Oh, great.
Because it's such a great job. So I asked him
to... You should
get
laminated.
Would you like to laminate it for me?
Sure.
Why don't you just laminate her?
Do you really want Sean to laminate anything of yours? Let's be honest here.
Boy, he has a really good laminating machine at home.
felt my penis.
Yeah.
You are disgusting.
I'll keep chewing on air. I don't give a shit.
But what will you be chewing?
Yeah.
That is the question.
All right, I'm just not going to finish my dream story.
No, but what will we do? How am I going to go to sleep if I don't hear the end of that story?
Yeah.
We need to hear how you got your certificate that's on your fridge.
You guys should just take me more seriously.
You're right. I'm sorry.
We do. She has a certificate.
She really does
guys,
have a certificate on her fridge.
You guys, it's signed.
It is.
Probably no. Is it notarized?
Go read
Did your parents get a bumper sticker that says "Proud parents of a serious intern"?
No, it's nothing to joke about. Her name is written in Comic Sans, and I'm not joking.
That just shows what a freewheeling, fun kind of environment they got over there.
Yeah, it's very professional.
That was the one day their stock was over a dollar.
It's true.
They were feeling very whimsical that day.
Is that why they used the clip art with the apple with the worm coming out of it?
Then the stock dropped, and they had to return that clip art. It was only a trial.
They couldn't afford the licensing.
Yeah, exactly.
So they just went with the ruler.
So anyway, yeah.
In fact, Sirius is on after us on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So you asked about your certificate. Tell us about it.
So Kane said that he would record some holiday audio for me, and he never did.
Ah,
that story sucked.
You jerk.
And I hate him.
Okay.
No, but when Rob came into Sirius, we had an awkward experience with Kane.
It's true.
Can you wrap it up?
The experience we had with Kane?
Did you have to leave?
At 10 o'clock, yes.
Please.
Will.
No, it was just we were getting out of the elevator, he was getting in the elevator, and the elevator shut. I was like, oh, that's Kane. He used to be on K-Rock. And then the elevator doors open. He's like, what am I still doing on this floor? And then the elevator doors closed, and I'm like, that was awkward. And then the elevator doors opened again. Oh.
Wait, get to the part where you're gay.
And then I went into the elevator, and I butt-fucked Kane.
Awesome.
After which he gave me $20.
And that's how
but
you saved Christmas.
He thought you were crazy, Cappy.
That's true. We have a caller.
Yeah, let's try.
We've got a couple.
775?
Hopefully this will work this time.
Oh, wait, we have 210.
Did we figure out what the problem was?
Start with 210.
All right.
Let's try it.
210.
Oh, cute.
210.
Talk, motherfucker. Aww.
No.
Problems with the calls.
What?
Our call line has been blown up, literally, by all the callers.
210, we're hanging up on you right now.
No!
Call back again.
No, we're sorry. Our technology is not made for more than 10 callers an evening. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand why.
That makes me sad.
Did we try and be dialed?
Yes.
We did try redialing. I guess.
Try rebooting.
Do you want me to shut the computer off?
Sure.
The whole podcast will be off.
They won't know if we don't mention it.
Take it off. Let's go around the corner. Walk it off a little bit.
All right, let's try 205.
All right.
Drink another beer on the sidewalk.
205, do you sound like you're underwater?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you do. Sorry, 205. Text us. I guess what we could a backup plan is you can Skype us.
That's true.
Okay.
Wait,
Skype
let's
Rob
try this
injection.
One. Seven and some
it's
other
not
members.
Gonna work. It's not gonna work. It's on our end.
Yeah, I don't really know how to use Skype.
It's
David
crazy.
Jump.
They call and you go accept.
Oh.
There's an accept button.
Is it gonna like
and
pop
then it
up?
Plays. Balls to the wall.
I knew you were going to make that joke.
Noah, don't you have a certificate? Shouldn't you be able to fix this?
Not for
Skype,
for serious. Not for Skype, for serious.
I feel like I should give a call to these people that gave you this.
Thank you, Dino, for that joke.
So what else do we want to talk about, Darren? What's on the...
Didn't Steve Urkel molest someone or something this
Who
week?
Was that?
No. What? Noah has a certificate on her fridge.
What? No, we were there already. We should wrap that up.
Oh.
But yeah, Urkel beat up a broad.
Did he beat her up for a certificate?
It's true.
Urkel investigated for allegedly smacking baby mama.
Smacking a bitch.
So, White punched her in one of her breast implants.
Was she holding the kid at the time?
He's not a monster.
And Mel Gibson got him beat.
She didn't.
They were driving on the highway, though.
And she didn't have any cheese.
Was it Rihanna?
And then he slapped her, And what? Pushed her into a toilet so hard it broke the tank.
I'm a little suspicious.
While they were driving?
Yeah,
we were driving on the toilet?
He has a motorized toilet.
Wait, he's dating Scott Lee?
This doesn't make sense. Scott Lee?
Did he break a toilet at New England Metal Fest?
Did he?
Were you there?
Oh, right. Okay, you're right.
Fail.
No, you just...
Let's move on. Wrap it
up.
That was my
Vince Neil scene.
It's a weird coincidence. The girl that he beat up was Topanga.
She
had it coming.
I'm kind of suspicious of that because I think, you know, if you're Steve Urkel, probably you want to create some kind of media.
Do you mean Jaleel White?
Yeah, that guy, though. But he's Urkel. Who knows his name is Jaleel White? Like, you're a TV obsessed person.
That's true.
Most people think that guy's Urkel, you know. So if
he just called you TV obsessed, you gonna take that?
I will. Movies, TV, pop culture.
I just think he wants to float, you know, some kind of bad. Like the girl never pressed charges on her. And
he's doing like some web series where he plays. It's like Entourage, but with him.
Right. It's just him by himself in his apartment.
Pretty much. <man. laughs>
We have more calls right now lined up than I've ever seen on this live cast.
They heard that our phone line wasn't working, so like, well, we got to get on that.
Maybe if you refresh, let's do a refresh of the window. Let's see if that works.
Yeah,
this is thrilling. It's
clearly not going to work.
What if you decline a bunch of calls? Like, what if you lessen the number of calls up there?
No, that was.
I don't think
I could
that.
Just hang up on
that. It was doing that when we had only one call.
We're broadcasting from Davy Jones' locker. Right
so let's try one.
781.
Under the sea.
Do you sound like you're underwater? Go.
Go. Go. Go.
Hey, everybody. It's me.
Under the sea.
Wait, if they say, like, words really shortly, then...
Yeah. Only speak in single syllables.
Yeah. Monosyllabic calls, please.
All right. Yes. It's Steve. Sorry.
What are one syllable? Don't you understand?
Just tweet your calls to Noah.
Why are they?
I was going to call early, but I checked out for a minute. No.
I think they hear us. Maybe they can't.
Wait,
they
hear us like that, too.
I think they hear us fine.
Somebody got pregnant.
See, Darren, you did it. Why can't they?
Because that would be worse because you'd only hear like one every eighth thing instead of every fourth.
Sean, I can still hear you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Going outside.
Oh, I really thought the hand was going to fix it.
No.
Well, we're in
the
room.
You
the
see,
jar.
Yeah, there are other mics that would have to be covered. That's how mics work. They pick up sounds.
Fucking mics. How do they work?
He's not a very bright guy.
I think they have magnets in them, actually.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh,
clusterfuck supreme.
So... Jared, didn't you want to talk about something that you didn't talk about last week?
No.
Yes, there's that. They would have to train him to take calls, and that would waste money.
What was your order that the guy was having so much difficulty with?
Nothing. Like I didn't even eat the pizza. It was like I had like a two pies, and you know, like, it was like two simple things to put on the
ultimately,
pies.
Darren, I agree with you. It's absurd. But like it's like to them, they don't think on the small scale. They just think like this will probably save us $500,000, $1 million if we do this.
Don't
so.
Pay a fucking guy 3 cents an hour to answer calls
at
fucking Bangladesh.
Exactly. It doesn't matter to them.
To write shit down from what's going on in Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
What about the other delivery story? You said you ordered from like a Jewish place.
Oh, my God.
That was a really good one. This I think,
oh, first of all, I told Rob this, and he wanted to call them up and strangle them.
Oh, no.
So
I ordered my Jew rage couldn't handle it.
Oh no, Dan.
I forgot what I ordered, but this place that I've never ordered from them before. I just go there and get food a lot.
What's the name of the place?
Chapanash.
Where is it?
How do you spell
it? I'm not gonna say where it is. You can look it up. It's
you're on Avenue M.
It's around there, yeah. So but it's, let's just say it's very close to my house, is my point. And I order from them, you know, the guy comes, it took maybe like 10 minutes. And
what she said.
I pay him, I give him a tip, so it's walking away. I look at the receipt, and it's like $8 less than what the guy quoted to me. So I was like, wait, hold on a second. I run, he didn't get to the elevator yet. And I go again, and he goes,
you have an elevator in your building?
Yeah.
What?
Don't you live on the first floor?
I live on the fifth. Why am I giving my whole information? I live on the fifth floor.
What's your apartment
building?
Number?
Yeah,
is what I wanted to know.
I said to him, what the fuck? You know, you get, it's $8. What, you're ripping me off. He goes, oh no, that's the car service fee. You got to pay a car service fee.
What?
I said, why the fuck did you take a car service over here? I started screaming at the guy, and he's like, oh, because that's what we do that with every call. I'm just a car service guy. I'm not from the store.
They
have a fucking deal to send a cab over there so that you wind up, they have like, when they actually do need a car service, the person has to pay for it. So now they charge everybody, and they probably give you like half of what he gets to rip you off so that the food place also makes money too. These fucking Jews.
Wow.
I swear to God. Whenever I see a Jew doing that, I'm like, because I'm Jewish and I get like, why do you have to be such a stereotype? Just to
the rest of us.
Yeah, it's like if a black guy sees someone eating fried chicken and really like chowing down on it and being like a real. Yeah.
So do I.
That's right.
Everyone likes
fried chicken's
chicken.
Good.
Yeah, that's my point. But they get mad because it's like you're making us look like, you know, like retarded. So I hate when Jews are cheap.
Or like when Asians do math really well.
Yeah.
Or when retards
that's
are
illegal.
Stupid.
That's like a
or they have really big strength.
Embezzling or something like that. It's one of those things that.
But a fucking car service to go three blocks, and the guy had no qualms about it. He's like, yeah, you know, we do.
Well, it's not like he's getting the money. He's just being. Dude.
Yes, he is. Why isn't he?
Yeah, the $8 is going to his pocket.
Well, if he's getting a salary or hourly wage to drive that thing back and forth all night.
Yeah.
In some
right.
way, he's
so, I mean,
getting money from
I guess, yeah, but
he's
it's like, it makes no difference to him whether he does that or not, I feel.
He looked like he knew what was going on.
What did you
like
order?
On it. I don't remember.
Why, did he have a monocle?
Huh?
Did he have, like, a monocle or something?
Have you ever taken a car, sir?
Yeah, he was the Monopoly guy.
I feel like
I
someone
say,
knows what they're
your
doing.
Food.
So is our call-in jobby working these days?
Yeah, let's try.
So. Let's see what happened. Now we'll try Tariq's next.
Okay, 781.
Talk.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to ask my question earlier because, you know, there was, like, some technical difficulties.
There was, you're right.
781, what's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, that's Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve again.
I just wanted to know, how could I get an interview with my band on Metal Injection?
Put them on right now.
Give Rob a hand.
All right.
Yeah,
this is your big shot. Here I am.
Wait, you're going to give
him what's
your
band
the hand job behind Blockbuster?
We're going to give him a pass.
Okay.
First of all, what's your band?
It's Marrow Soup.
Who?
What?
Spell that.
What's your
Marrow
MySpace?
Soup?
Like
Marrow, like bone marrow and soup.
Oh.
Soup.
Marrow Soup.
Yeah.
Well, your band has better be good.
So it's not myspace.com/marrowsoup, is it?
Yeah,
no.
You know what it is? They're so good, they're not going to try to hook people in with a good name. That's what it is. They're not selling
they
out.
Look past
Bowling
that.
For Soup was taken, so they had to take the next
True.
Soup.
I don't actually have a MySpace right now, but we're working on it.
You don't have a MySpace right now.
God.
Yeah. I know those are...
Working on it, he says.
Yeah.
I know that's
totally
very
right. I'm kind of lazy with those things,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, can we hear your music anywhere?
I don't think so.
Can you
hang up on this phone.
Hold on.
Wait, so he wants to be interviewed. He hasn't even got his
phone. I was just wondering, like, how could I, like, schedule, like, in the future, you know?
Can you hum it? Can you hum it for us?
Well, a good way to schedule it is to first have music available.
Send the press kit.
So that we could play our favorite game.
We don't actually have music.
Please don't play the thread.
No, I have just not on the web yet.
You have music, but it's not on the web. I know it's really hard to do There's like a huge turnaround time for from uploading
to
being up.
Cassette tape that you could put next to the phone.
Yeah,
it'll work a night and day.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're gonna have to move on. Steve.
Wait, I wanted him to hum it. Can you hum,
can you hum it? Yeah, all right. If
no,
you hum it, we'll do.
It's like kind of not melodic. You know what I'm saying?
It's
neither
not,
are you.
It's not melodic.
Yeah, it's like kind of grindcore, you know.
Like how?
Oh, yeah,
like can you can you hum how grindcore?
Give us some lyrics.
I'm already thrashing it.
It's
really
Mike,
underground.
Yeah.
You can't even listen to it.
Yeah, what's this guy's name?
Steven.
Steve. I don't know if your bandmates told you I actually found the clip of your song online. I didn't tell you that they put it on.
Oh, wow.
You want to hear that?
What, really? Oh.
Here it is.
That's so my bad.
I really wanted to tell you this. No, that works too. All right, Steven. We're going to get going.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling and thanks for being prepared. Who else do we have?
Noah, remember, 781 next time we will not pick up.
Okay.
No. Everyone in there.
But wait.
They're all disqualified.
But if you got a shitty grindcore band that's not on the internet yet, you can hit me up on a PM.
Yeah.
On
a PM? Only in the afternoon.
All it takes is one guy to fuck it up for a whole area code, man.
Yep.
All right.
Who else we got?
We took this one already, I think. 651.
651, I remember that not happening earlier.
No, the one before, sorry.
651.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, this is Steve, I'm from St. Paul.
Steve from St. Paul, different Steve.
Totally different Steve, yeah.
What's up, Steve from St. Paul?
Hey, what's up? I had a question for all the Metal Sox boys, if they don't mind.
Yeah,
they're
boys.
They're men. They're grown men. But go on. It's not about Gary Suarez, all right? Because that was in the first half.
No, I will not bring up Oceano or Gary Suarez, I promise.
Thank you.
Good, all right. So go on.
All right, well, I like Metal Sucks, and I like that when you guys don't particularly like a band, you're not shy about stating so, and I like that because I know that you actually mean it when you actually, you know, promote a band. And so I was wondering if, with any of your antics or making fun of bands that you don't really care for, have there been any instances where anyone sent you, like, hate mail or labels, got angry at you or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happened
a lot.
Just last week.
Yeah, any good stories? I heard a good one from Protest the Hero about when the Korn threatened to end their career, and I was wondering if you guys had anything like that.
I don't think anyone's threatened to end our career.
There were a couple of death threats at one point, weren't there?
Those were from readers. Those weren't from
members of
bands or anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for the most part, label people kind of see the humor in it most of the time, which is awesome, but there's definitely been a few people who have gotten really fucking upset.
Sometimes publicists get angry.
Yeah.
Band
members
get
angry. You guys didn't hear anything from Dino, did you?
He tweeted about us, but we didn't hear from him directly.
Well, he was angry, but he ended up winning because he posted those pictures of him eating a baby, which were the best fucking pictures ever.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
so,
he definitely did win the war on that one.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that's all you got to do is just turn it around on us and
see the thing that
back.
The thing that Metal Sucks has over, say, Metal Injection is no one really knows what you guys look like unless they're friends with you.
Well, we did this video interview for Metal Injection, like, you know, 10 years ago or so, and it's never been posted.
That's true. Well, that's why we don't want to blow up your spot.
And we did the Noise Creep Show.
Right. So you've done nothing that people have seen.
That.
And whereas with me, like, bands have come up to me, even when, like, there's a writer, like, I didn't even write it. Some writer on our blog wrote, like, a moderate review of their album, and they're like, I saw what was written up there. I don't like that. And I'm like, what? Sorry? I don't know. Or I've had an altercation with Dino. But I think I talked about it on the show.
Who is Dino?
Yeah, you did.
From Fear Factory.
Oh. When Frank was here, we did a whole recap of that issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does happen.
Remember when Fear Factory was good?
No.
All right, any other questions, Steve, from St. Paul before we let you go?
Oh, man, I should have come more prepared. I don't know. I don't want to waste your time. I'm sure someone else has a better question.
You're right. Thank you for calling in, Steve, from St. Paul.
I do.
I like that you're not selfish.
Oh, well, thank you. You're a sweetheart, Rob.
Oh!
Wow.
It looks like I need to visit St. Paul.
Yep, I'll be waiting.
All right. Thanks for calling. We have some more callers now.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Let's try 205.
205. Name and location.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I can't hear you guys that great on this end. This is Shannon.
Shannon.
I posted Metal Sick. Metal Sucks.
Oh, I know who this is.
Oh, yes, of course.
You can
hey, y'all.
Well,
oh, no, I'm not going to kick y'all's ass. Are you kidding me? I love you guys.
Oh, when you said that, I thought you meant like a 300.
No, I mean like she's trained to kill things.
Like a She-Hulk?
Wow.
I remember when she found out that, when we found out that it was a woman, we were like shocked.
Oh, really? You got a
picture?
Can we see a picture?
No, you may not.
Oh,
St. Paul kind of took my question, but I was hoping Axel and Vince, and, well, Rob, you're out and about, too. Maybe you can elaborate. To what extent do you guys, like, censor yourselves when you post things? I mean, especially now that your internet traffic is picked up. I mean, do you ever have, like, I mean, besides, like, you know, label people getting upset that you haven't kissed a band's ass, are people mostly appreciative when you get recognized in public or when you get feedback from the site or, you know?
Well, it really doesn't happen to, this has been to me and Axel that much. I mean, Rob gets the worst of it. I've seen a concert to just tackle him, literally, and be like, hey, you gotta check out my band, I love you, Rob, Metal Injection, blah, blah, blah.
And then when he's happy to be tackled, they're like, you don't seem happy.
Yeah. You don't seem happy that I just attacked you right there. Should you be excited or, like, yelling at me from across the room?
But there was one, you finally had your first encounter with someone that thought you sucked, though. Remember that?
Oh, yes, that was awesome. Somebody heckled me.
What'd they say again?
Hey, you're Rob from
Elvis. Heckled you or tackled you?
Well, somebody tackled me once, but then I got heckled on a separate occasion.
Oh, okay.
Tickled you, yes.
Oh, no, fuck tickling. No, absolutely not. That's reason to fight.
That's reason to fight.
Well, if it's a girl tickling, I don't want to... Well, yeah. Well, anyway.
When has a girl ever come up and started tickling you at a metal show?
Okay, sorry.
Girls? What if it's that World of Warcraft chick dude, with the car, with the pipe in the car?
No, not that chick. Not that she-man.
Oh, no, seriously, how did you deal with it when somebody... When you got heckled, how did you deal with that?
Some guy at a small show at Lit Lounge, which is like just this tiny little basement place, who like
50 people.
Came up to me. At most, 50 people fit in this place, and you know, came to me and somehow knew who I was, and you know, I don't know, it was a little weird.
Right.
I mean, I just tried to be, you know, just appreciative, you know, because it is just crazy and weird and awesome that some guy appreciates what I do enough to,
right.
to say. Say hello, you know, it's flattering.
Of course. Dave,
who writes for us now, found us at a show.
Yeah, that's true.
At Summer Slaughter. And he was smart. What he did was he found Rob, and he asked him where we were.
I actually found Rob.
That's right, that's how he met Sean.
The sisters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Yeah.
The life was lost, actually.
It was.
That's really
but
cool.
I try to be as nice as possible when people come up to me, unless I'm very stoned and... Like, I'm just stoned most of the time, but when I'm very stoned, it's hard to be social.
Or too many amaretto sours.
Too many amaretto sours.
Are you really paranoid when you're stoned?
It's not that I'm paranoid. It's like it's also if the other person is a little awkward, like, hey, watch your show. I'm like, thanks. And then that's the length of the conversation.
Oh, really? What do you really say to that? Except thank you. I appreciate it.
Fan would be awkward, though. I mean...
But I mean, you got last very... night, a Transylvanian kid came up to
oh
us.
Oh, my God, that kid was so
you,
weird.
And he said his name was 7-Eleven, and he wouldn't be alone for...
Said his name was 7-Eleven, and then, like, he kept making dumb jokes like, oh, well, you know, we're in the Matrix, and I'm the architect. And
I didn't know what the fuck
yeah,
he was talking about.
Like,
you're the Caravaggio.
Accent, so it was all really fucking...
Yeah. And then but ultimately it led to him wanting to take a photo with me, which Axel so politely took without identifying himself as Axel Rosenberg.
Aww.
And then eventually the guy told us that his name was Steven. And then the reason that, and then I finished his thought, they're like, okay, I get it. So you take out the T and it's 7. And he's like, wow, my whole life I've been telling this to people and no one can understand.
And he had a grindcore band without a MySpace page?
Well,
oh, wow. Yeah, you're typical metalhead, right? Nobody understands us, so we're looking for community with other oddballs, right? Or maybe not so much.
Hey, don't call me old balls.
Hey, playing into stereotypes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
How old are you?
I'm sorry?
You don't ask the lady how old she is.
Come on. Are you rude, Rob? Stop it. Rude.
What is the range of age that you are?
18 to 42.
What demo do you fit? Breath. I don't know.
Well, I'm Axel and Vince's age, I guess.
How old are
you? I don't know about you.
Old.
How old are you admitting to?
That's a fair answer. Okay. So, you figure, though, like guys in bands get heckled and tackled all the time.
You're trying to say
like Trevor from Black Dahlia. People keep slapping him on his heartburn tattoo because they saw some kid do it in a video.
That's true.
Not even just that. I mean, I guess some of them must be trying to get your attention, trying to impress you. Maybe.
I think some of them aren't even fans of Metal Injection. They just recognize me, and I've totally seen this before. Instinctively have to come up to me to acknowledge the fact that they recognize
that they know who you are. Oh,
yeah. That's all it is.
You're that dude.
Yeah, yes. And then I'm like, yes. And then they move on.
Well, I've been with you in places where people recognize you from your high school that didn't even know you. I just seen you walking around.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, oh, my God, you're that dude from high school.
Okay.
But you were, like, a very recognizable guy in school.
One call.
Yeah.
So that's really it.
We read about a lot of people say that if you're going to be on a website, if you're going to post this or post that, you got to have a pretty thick skin if you know you're going to get feedback. I mean, do you think that's applicable?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. All righty. Well, thanks for your call. You got to
I don't know how to feel about, Axel and Vince actually remember so much about me.
You don't know how you feel about it?
You've sent us a lot of emails. And
whoa.
A lot of
time. Oh, all six of us? All six of us who read your site?
Yeah, you and Sammy. And New Call Core pwns your mama.
I like this music.
Yeah, I couldn't believe everybody got so freaked out when I figured I made it pretty plain that I was female. I couldn't figure out how come everybody got kind of weirded out. Oh, my, oh, shit, Sheenan's a chick? Really?
Were you acting like
metalheads are a bunch of dunderheaded Neanderthals.
Yeah,
you know this.
It was like a 5-to-1 guy to girl ratio.
Even more than that.
But was she acting like all butch or what? I mean, on the side.
No, I just assumed it was a guy.
Oh. Did she write, "You
she
can suck
she
my
was
dick"?
About?
I don't recall that.
Okay.
Simplified.
Oh. Okay. Usually.
All right, guys. I'll let you go. It was good talking to y'all. I love the site. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you so much for commenting.
Thank you for the
Have a good one, y'all. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's Fister. She's like,
no,
damn, Noah.
It's not. It's
cut her off. Yeah,
I have another bra down here. I've got a certificate.
I would like more bras, actually.
I think,
it's very awkward.
I think I've got a certificate should be the title.
Don't make fun of my fucking achievements.
All right.
I think you put
don't
that
make fun
on
of
yourself.
My achievements. All right. What, who else is on the line? Do we have
Claire's
college?
We have a lot.
A lot.
Okay, choose a number.
The Skype one.
851.
1111.
We said
one,
no
one.
More 851.
Yeah.
Oh.
611.
1111.
Yeah, Skype. You're on the air.
Do you have a certificate?
Skype. Hello.
Hello.
Say something.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes. You.
Oh.
Hi.
Yeah, it's Matt Hefowitz. That's not my number.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Wait,
yeah,
your
yeah.
phone number is 111111.
Oh, it's a blocked number, actually. It's not.
Oh, it's blocked. That's where it was. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So what's up, Matt?
Well, so basically, I wanted to ask on the air. Axel always talks about how much he loves, like, finding out that I've never heard of a band that he loves. So I figured for all the young metalheads out there, you guys should throw a party at a bar or somewhere where they can get to it and just play all the old shit you guys know that we wouldn't.
Okay.
He's putting you on the spot, guys.
Well, maybe when I'm having such a stoner moment now. We've got some very close friends opening a bar, and I can't remember what the bar is called.
Idle Hands.
Maybe when Idle Hands opens, we'll do that.
Yeah, okay. We'll do an old school metal night or something. Or, you know, sometimes we DJ the heavy metal happy hour. Have you come down to that?
I know, but I'm never there. I'm always at school during that time, so you got to do it when I'm here at least.
Well, let's fucking do it up.
And you see that NL All-Star win? Mets make it. I know, Vince, you're listening to me.
The All-Star game?
Yeah, but you didn't see it because you don't have a TV. Did you listen to it?
That is true. I'm a neophyte. I don't have a TV. No, I read about it, though.
Yes. So if the Mets ever do something, we're going to a game.
Oh, hells yeah, man. Absolutely.
All right. What?
Rob,
the metal
match.
I'm going to get back to work. I just wanted to put you guys on the spot for that one. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
All right, man. Peace.
Thanks. One of the bands that Darren interviewed at NAMM was in a commercial during the All-Star game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Who was it?
Evo Love.
What?
You don't need to look
Darren
it up.
Darren interviewed the lead singer.
Like Evolve, but they made it.
Yeah.
Evolve. Yeah. And they were, because like for that credit score, they're like, they had a bunch of commercials for a new band.
Oh, and they were one of them.
Yeah.
That's
I'm like, oh my god!
Yeah.
I know that girl.
They
goofed on her.
They sound like a shittier No Doubt, and the girl looks like Gwen Stefani plus 80 pounds.
I don't know about 80 pounds, but she's not
attractive.
And Gwen Stefani's not that good looking to begin with. All
right, and
she has a pretty face. I don't like her body.
That's not true.
917.
917. It's Rich.
Start talking.
Rich Hall, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Rich.
Rick.
Hi, guys. Ladies, how are you guys tonight?
Richard, thank you for not writing me back on Facebook yesterday.
You're quite welcome, and the answer is no, so don't worry about it.
I love it.
What's up, Rich?
What's up, guys? If you guys want to come, not Sean, it's cool. You know, whatever you want, you know, it's fine. You know, open bar for you guys, it's fun, you know, but Sean can't come.
I'm the only alcohol here. There's an open bar? Fuck you.
Open bar, you know, like strippers for you guys, whatever you want, but Sean can't go, you know. It's $10 for him.
I can look in the door and smoke cigarettes?
Oh, yeah, totally. You can look at all the cakes and not eat them, you know. It's like a proverb or some shit. I don't even know. So.
As long as I get to hug you, it's been like 2 months.
Yeah, what is that shit? What's your problem? What's your deal?
Why don't you have this conversation in private?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm talking to the rest of them, Sean, you.
The verbalized I am. What the fuck?
I got each other's street names.
It's on Facebook.
Hey, just do what you usually do. Pass notes through the glory hole.
I can do
it. Sid, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I mean, next time I'll get the right hole right, all right? You know. So, what's up, guys? What's going on? How's your night? How's everyone? Are you guys stoned? I bet you are. I'm not.
You definitely are stoned. I've heard a rumor that I'm not doing a tour pretty soon. Is that true?
Yeah. It may or may not be announced tomorrow now that you ruined the whole fucking surprise.
The source that I have told me it was going to be Noctmysium, Zoroaster, the Atlas Moth, and Dark Castle. Would that be true?
Dark Castle.
Maybe. It can happen. You know, like, you know, I don't know what people and booking agents do and people who throw shows. I don't know. It can happen in September, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, like, probably mid-September. The Ides of September, most likely.
Right, the Ides of September.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good phrase. Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to call because I got mentioned in the New York Times, and my dad was like, what, did you get arrested or something last night? I'm like, wait a second. What? Do you embezzle Enron? No, I just did a show and I got caught. Like, forget it. So I just wanted to share the news and my happy, you know, smiling face.
Did you get a certificate for being in the Times?
I did.
No. It.
Oh, sweet. You should put it on your fridge. Apparently that's the in thing to do.
I will. Does it make me more attractive, Noah, than I already am? Come on, say yes. Come on.
Noah's doing a slow burn right now.
a slow burn with a soft bees. Awesome.
Don't even lie. You know Rich Hall is the sexiest motherfucker.
You're still not getting in, Sean. And you can't fucking flirt me over there.
Yeah, you flirt your way through.
I can still try.
All right, thanks for calling in, Rich. We want to take a few more calls.
Bye.
Oh,
and we have to have a Sean and Noah Jello wrestling match to settle the score.
Yeah. It should be a certificate on a pole match.
Good.
Can I just wear certificates?
That's just a good sign. Do we have any more calls?
You know what? How about you just don't go into my fridge anymore?
Oh!
You've lost your fridge.
Oh,
tell Sydney not to make me his beer bitch anymore.
As for one beer, and look what it starts.
Anyway,
I'm back on the wagon.
Okay, let's do it. 210, talk over the blog talk, lady.
Hello?
Hello. Another lady.
Hello.
What's your name?
Margie.
Maybe. Margie?
What? Yeah.
What's up, Margie? Where are you from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Cool. Cool.
This is my first time calling. Oops.
This is your first time calling?
Yeah.
Do you know who you're calling? Do you know why
you're
calling?
Not
talking.
Hello, Justin. Is the one that... What?
Are you in Marrow Soup?
No.
She doesn't have a website yet.
So what's up? Do you have a question?
No, actually.
Comments?
Didn't I say that this is my first time calling again?
Yes. So?
Of
course. Is that it?
Do you want a shirt or something?
What? I don't know. I'm confused.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Wait, how old are you?
14?
Oh, that makes sense. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you friends with Nina?
14.
I don't know each other.
Yeah. Funny.
Wait, does she have a question or no?
No, this is her first time calling.
Okay, well, that's fine. She just called tonight.
I'm left.
Thanks for your call. We really appreciate the support.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with puberty.
651.
651. Oh, we said no, 651.
Hey, what's up? You said yes to 651.
Who's this?
This is Steve again from St. Paul.
Oh, fuck's sake!
And we can't hang up on him because this thing got screwed up. That's with him forever.
We gotta convince him to hang up. That's our only. That's our only.
Talk to me.
I'm pretty sure if you hang up.
What's that? I wasn't bugging anyone.
Au contraire, my friend.
I just asked the question about if people got pissed off when he gave him bad reviews.
Man, we're confusing him with the other Steve.
Oh, sorry.
Steve from St. Paul. This is Steve from St. Paul. Steve from St. Paul, is that correct?
Yes, this is that Steve. Not the one with the band with no MySpace.
Got it.
You are in bone marrow.
My apologies.
No, you're not the one. No.
That's okay. I will find it in my heart to whatever.
You know what? If you hurry up, you can reserve that marrow soup white MySpace.
Yeah.
Really quick, right after I hung up, I thought of another question for Axel and Vince. What are some of your favorite bands that aren't metal bands or hardcore bands at all?
Shat.
Nothing.
Would you consider Muse to be close to metal, maybe?
I would say Muse count as, I don't know, they're on the border, but I'll take Muse.
Yeah, definitely Muse. I mean, if like older stuff, Pink Floyd's one of my favorite bands of all time.
I would say most.
Zillion Pink Floyd bootleg CDs that I collected obsessively in high school.
Most of the non-metal I listen to is probably classic rock that I listen to because of my father.
Oh, cool.
I would say Kesha. I'm a Kesha fan.
Who doesn't love Kesha?
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of like dark dub. I really like that really just heavy, tranced out, freaky shit.
You're talking like I don't know, like Lightning Bolt or something?
Lightning Bolt.
Last time I checked, Lightning Bolt wasn't a dub band.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of someone totally different. I'm sorry. My bad.
It's all good. You know, like dub reggae.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. That's cool. I usually don't associate dub with being, like, really dark or, like, it's usually kind of, like, upbeat still.
Wrong shit. Oh, no.
No, there's a lot of really good
like,
dub.
Like heroin dub, like Massive Attack, and, you know, but I mean, that would be even be
Dub Trio is really good.
Dub Trio.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're awesome.
But they're like, metal and
dub. Yeah, they're, yeah.
Oh, yeah, metal-ish. I have heard some Dub Trio. I really dug it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like the reggae breaks in a Dub Trio song.
Square Pusher is also another really, really good, like, dancey type of band. It's just like drum and bass, sort of.
You guys dig the newest Muse record?
Yeah, I like it. It's not my favorite
it's good.
One, but
yeah.
it's good.
I'm hoping it'll grow on me, but as of yet, I still don't really like it nearly as much as I like Absolution or, like, Origin of Symmetry.
It's been out a while, so by now it probably won't grow on you.
Yeah, man.
All that.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Just listen to Pablo Honey.
Yeah, or just
I really, really want to like it because I love Muse so much, but it's just...
Don't force it.
Oh, we experience. They're so awesome live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but... have you seen their live DVD? That's, like, the coolest live DVD I've ever seen.
I've seen clips from it. I haven't actually watched,
really, really
haven't watched the whole thing.
Is it cooler than the Pink World Tour live DVD? Probably not.
The what?
Pink for World Tour DVD?
Oh, I couldn't say with authority.
She takes her titty out in it. Come on.
Is it better than the Korn...
Did Matt Bellamy take his titty out? Probably
the
not.
The Korn Cornfield corny performance that was on MySpace
the
other day.
Everything that was cool about that Korn thing was totally ripped off from, like, live at Pompeii by Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Well, except they were in a cornfield and not in Pompeii. Or not a crop circle, right?
A corn
like
played
field.
In a cornfield?
Yeah, and a crop circle.
Yeah,
like
it was
a crop
like
circle.
It was
a
wheat
field.
Why
did you think of that? That's even stupider now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb.
Guess how many fans were there?
But yeah, oh, so, yeah. That was on HDNet. So that was on TV.
Good for them.
On a channel with, like, 1 million possible viewers at most.
Okay.
So it wasn't like it was for nothing.
I didn't say it was for nothing.
Well, yeah. It was.
I
like
wrote about it, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just said...
That's why they did it, actually.
I just said it was
play.
Confounding.
Whoa.
Today, HDNet. Tomorrow, the Smithsonian Channel.
It would be on the Smithsonian Channel?
Sure, why not? That might have, like, an extra viewer. They're moving up. Pretty soon, that South Park episode with them will get rerun again. They'll be back on top of the world.
Yeah.
He liked it. Steve liked that one.
Steve is a fan.
Yeah, that was the best thing Korn ever did.
Have you ever met Paul Westerberg?
I have not.
That sucks.
Who's Paul Westerberg?
He's the lead singer of The
Replacements.
I don't know.
No, I do not personally know Prince or The Replacements. Or who's
Husker Du?
I do not personally know them.
Dillinger 4?
Huh?
Dillinger 4?
Actually, I practiced just down the hall from those guys. I haven't met them yet, but I hope to.
Awesome.
Yeah,
they have
I
a bar.
Practicing all the time.
Ever,
they sound great.
You ever go to their bar?
Yeah, not as often as I should. I go to school just down the street. I should go there more often, but I'm usually studying.
Do you know Vern Gagne? Greg Gagne? Jumpin' Jim Bronzell? Do you know?
B. Brian Flair.
Do you know B. Brian Flair? Those are all wrestling personalities from the Minnesota St. Paul area. That was the line of questioning. Anyway,
Ken Herbeck? Have you ever hung out with Ken Herbeck?
Ken Herbeck is my father, yes. We are very tight.
Oh, this is Steve Herbeck we're talking to right now?
Yes, yep, Steve Herbeck.
You ever sleep over at Kirby Puckett's house? Show me on the dollar.
I don't know, it was... there was an awkward situation. I was very young. He was very drunk, and it was, I don't know. Let's just say that whole, you know, blind in one eye thing, bit of a cover, really.
I was about to make a similar joke. Good job.
Yep, I just accused Kirby Puckett of being a child molester. I'm such a good minister.
I have respect for him, and God bless his father. He passed away. Jim Maranzella, Chandler Terra, Rick Blair, myself, here's Son of the Midwest. Minnesota.
Do
you know Ken Patera?
What's that?
Ken Patera.
It is Snot-Nosed Kids. By the way, the live cast, we just throw out random names. I don't know.
There are more than like 20 people that live here. We don't all know each other.
That doesn't make, I don't believe that for one bit.
Oh. But there's only really like 50 people in it.
Have you ever seen Fargo?
I drove to Fargo to see a show, and the show was great, but the drive was absolutely miserable.
I just, me and Sid decided we're just going to quiz you about Minnesota. You ready? You have 60 seconds.
Okay.
And go. Sid?
What?
No. Have you ever seen Feeling Minnesota?
No.
Does it really feel that way?
Okay.
I don't know. I got nothing. I'm out.
I have Minnesota-related questions.
Just about the Twins.
How many lakes are there in Minnesota?
How many lakes are there in Minnesota?
A hell of a lot more than 10,000.
Okay.
You ever sit on Harmon Killebrew's lap?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are there a lot of Twins in Minnesota?
Oh, Rob. You ruined it.
That was a really, really bad joke, Rob. Sorry.
It was more of a question than a joke.
Morris Day and the Time. You said you never met Prince. What about Morris Day and the Time?
I have not met Morris Day and the Time, unfortunately. My father did, but not myself.
Did you get him on the phone?
How about Jesse Ventura? You know Jesse Ventura?
Unfortunately, I haven't met Jesse Ventura, although that would be awesome.
Al Franken, have you met him?
I don't care what the American people think about me, McMahon.
I have not met Al Franken, no.
Oh.
Have you had the Juicy Lucy Burger at Matt's Bar?
Of course.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Wait.
Man versus Food?
Stealth
Are you just
knowledge.
Looking up, like, Minneapolis
no,
and stuff on the internet?
Okay. Where?
They are,
no,
but
I'm
going to
do
but,
that right
But I went there, and I had it, and it was good.
Oh, well, good for you, yeah. It's pretty delicious.
But I hear there's a different one down the street.
Yeah, there's the 5A Club. I honestly think the 5A Club's is better. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Matt's. Matt's is really good.
Yeah, I read this later afterwards. The 5A is, like, bigger and juicier or something, right?
Does anyone else that's listening to this give a crap about how burgers are in cities?
I have a question.
Yeah. Are we even on the fucking air right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Barely.
Oh, great.
I have a question for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Is it true that Minnesota contains some of the oldest rocks found on Earth, some 3.6 billion years old, or 80% as old as the planet?
Yes, we do get Check. Wikipedia in the Twin Cities. That is true, yeah.
All right.
All right, Steven, you're a very nice guy, but will you do us the favor of hanging up so we can take a different caller?
We can take a different caller.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure everyone who's listening right now is completely sick of Minnesota geology, thanks to whoever that was.
Correct.
There we go.
All right, well,
thanks
for talking to me, guys. We'll see you later. Or I won't see you later. Why'd I say that? I'm never going to see any of you.
Well, you could hear us later, as in next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, I will hear you later.
There we go.
My nipples are taut already just thinking about it.
Fantastic. Ta-ta.
All right, toodles.
Did you say ta-ta?
I said ta-ta and he said toodles. I like
it.
Yeah, what's that with it?
All right. Well, thank you for everyone who listened today. I want to thank all our callers.
Beautiful.
And I, of course, want to thank Vince Nielsen and Axel Rosenberg of MetalFlux.net for sitting in on the show with us.
Thank you, Rob.
We hope you guys had a good time and got
pretty
sound.
You know, there are other people in this room besides Rob who make
thanks,
this live
Noah,
happen.
Thanks, Noah. Thanks, 3D. Thanks, Sid. Sean's not here, so you can go
fuck
himself.
I was the one doing the thanking. I was thanking Rob for doing the thanking.
Yeah.
That's
when they thank us,
when
they thank us, it ricochets over to you.
No, but they didn't say just thank you. They said thanks, Rob.
And guys, just hang
thank
out.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Sid.
Hang out at the end of the show, and you'll get your live cast completion certificate.
I'm going to go take a picture of that certificate and tweet it right now.
Suitable for refrigerator framing.
All right, and we want to thank you guys for listening. And we will be back next week with another fantastic edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll see you next week, everybody.